Hi, and welcome to MFR Farming for Tuesday with me, Richard Jones. And finally, Harvest 2011 in our MFR patch has seen some serious action, with combines making the most of the sun and wind yesterday, and in some parts over the past weekend as well. However, a few of our malting barleys destined for the distilleries have failed the germination tests required by the maltsters after being out in the fields too long during the wet spell. The balers have been out in force too, and at last the increasingly valuable straw is being wrapped up into those familiar round bales, ready to keep livestock dry and warm this coming winter. I spoke to several farmers yesterday about harvesting conditions, but of necessity most conversations were very short as trailers were unloaded or bales rolled out of the balers. "It's all gone mental," was the comment more than once. Now, you may remember yesterday we were looking at the ban being placed on Azulox spray. It's a vital tool in controlling bracken, as Alan Smith, MEP, tells us.
Well, bracken's a dreadful thing. It grows like topsy. It shuts out the grass underneath. It turns vast swathes of our countryside into essentially unusable scrub because the sheep can't get through the bracken, heather can't get through the bracken, even animal life doesn't do too well because it's a nasty plant to be around. So controlling bracken is necessary for Scottish land management, UK land management indeed, and Azulam is the best product presently on the market that does that. Essentially, if Azulam was not available for use, we would see big old chunks of Scotland turning into essentially unusable scrub. That's the reality of what we're looking at here. And now perhaps a new chemical could be developed, perhaps a new way of treating things could be found, but as things stand at present, that's really not what we're looking at.
So, is it all a lost cause? Will we lose Azulox for good? Or can anything be done to get it back for our livestock farmers? Here's Alan Smith again.
As things stand, the committee has decided that you can sell Azulam until Hogmanay this year, and you can use Azulam if you've got it stored up until the end of 2012. Thereafter, it becomes an illegal thing that shouldn't exist anymore. Now, the key to this is that the company really does need to put in the proper scientific basis and the proper research safety case.
And Alan went on to tell us that he's putting as much pressure as possible onto the manufacturers of Azulox to get it reauthorised for use on bracken. And as ever, we'll be following that story right here on MFR Farming. But for me, that's all for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40.